Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Rustenburg 22, Pretoria 23, Emalahleni 21 degrees.
Bedford View, N3 northbound, slow moving traffic on the link to the N12 east at Gululis, and some delays in Lanseria on the N14. It's between the R114 and the R512 Malibongwe Drive exit.
Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson has announced plans to hold an urgent meeting with all Public Works MECs to develop a concrete solution to tackle the rising phenomenon of so-called construction mafias. The minister has already met with KwaZulu-Natal Public Works MEC Martin Mayer and is yet to receive a report on the extent of the problem in the province. Construction mafias have been targeting infrastructure developments, business entities and construction sites countrywide by extorting money from contractors.
We will never be able to attract additional infrastructure investment and turn our country into a construction site while this lawlessness continues. This is why it is imperative to host this important meeting with Public Works MECs across the country and ministers in the law enforcement and security cluster to develop a comprehensive plan.
City Power has disconnected several defaulting businesses in Noanda and Selby, which were owing the utility around 32 million rand. The revenue collection operation also targeted multiple residential and commercial properties, including a panel beating company with an outstanding debt of over 8.3 million rand. The city of Johannesburg is owed around 10 billion rand due to unpaid electricity fees across the city.
For us, it is really concerning that customers continue to disregard legal channels, especially the businesses. These are the people that are actually making profits and can basically be able to pay for electricity service and support the city and City Power in terms of maintenance and reinvesting in the network so that they can have an uninterrupted supply of electricity.
That's City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena. To Limpopo now, where a suspect has been arrested after human remains were found in a demolished pit toilet at a school. The gruesome discovery was made yesterday at Riba village outside Burgersfort. Police spokesperson Hlulani Mashaba says police started searching the school premises after receiving a tip-off.
The remains are yet to be identified and forensic investigation will determine the identity and cause of death. The Provincial Commissioner of the South African Police Service in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Temi Hadebe, has welcomed the arrest and urged committee members to remain calm and allow the police to do their work.
In news abroad, police in Iceland have declared a state of emergency after a volcano erupted, forcing homes to be evacuated. The eruption is the sixth outbreak since December. Since 2021, there have been 9 eruptions. Their geological system had previously been dormant for over 800 years. And finally, a lung cancer patient has become the first in the UK to receive a new experimental vaccine to help his body fight the disease. Giles Rouse had 6 syringes of the jab, each containing generic material for a different part of the tumour to train 5 billion cells in his immune system to go on the attack. About 130 patients with non-small lung cancer at 6 hospitals in the UK are part of the study. I'm Chanel Septemberetvedi with Nes te Eer. Die regering is vastbeslote om die opkoms van konstruksiemafias op te slaan.
Yeah, about time too. Hey, welcome back, stranger.
Woohoo!
She's on kind loan from the drive team who have her on kind loan from my show. Dankie sê sy. Verder besonderhede oor die nuus en als hit the website jackarandfm.com. After you've hit the win tab and tempted fate, click on the news tab, eh? Be informed.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
It's fine, it's cool.